This episode is brought to you by Charles Schwab. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day. Washington Wise from Charles Schwab is an original podcast that unpacks the stories making news there. Listen at schwab.com/WashingtonWise.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, March 21st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The White House is urging China not to use a planned U.S. visit by Taiwan's president to raise tensions. In the coming weeks, Tsai Ing-wen intends to stop in New York and Los Angeles on her way to and from formal visits to Belize and Guatemala. Such transit stops are intended to allow Taiwan's leaders to meet with lawmakers and supporters in the U.S., while still adhering to Washington's commitment to Beijing to maintain only unofficial ties with the self-governed island. Chinese officials have lodged preemptive protests with the U.S. State Department over the Taiwanese president's planned visit. President Biden has signed into law a measure to declassify U.S. intelligence related to potential links between the origins of COVID-19 and a lab in Wuhan, China. The law gives the U.S. Director of National Intelligence 90 days to declassify the information about the lab's research and activities related to the coronavirus outbreak, while allowing for redactions that are necessary to protect sources and methods. China has disputed that the virus leaked from one of its labs, and Chinese officials have repeatedly suggested that COVID started outside the country. Toolmaker Stanley Black & Decker says it plans to close factories in Texas and South Carolina as it seeks to cut costs. The company says it will relocate some operations to its facilities in Tennessee, with the moves affecting the jobs of more than 350 employees. Stanley Black & Decker executives have recently spoken of halting the manufacture of 50,000 separate products as part of an effort to shrink the company's footprint. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, though Japan's Nikkei was closed for a holiday. European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures climbed ahead of the start of the Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting. And Nike and GameStop are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.